Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Angel Antics. This is DC Love. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host and soul sister, Deb Tassi. And we're one of the shows on the Sacred Embers Network, and we're really happy to have you here tonight. And our theme for tonight is going to be, you know, about the fall, falling back, and it's just, you know, it's the fall weather here, and sometimes people, they get a little out of sync, and we're here tonight, we're going to get you back on track. So with that being said, I'm going to turn over the airwaves to my beautiful co-host, Deb Tassi. And Deb, good evening, and could you please let everyone know a little bit about you?
Hi, DC. It's great to be back again. Hi, everyone. I'm so glad to have everyone on the show. I'm excited for tonight's show. With all the leaves falling, I think it's perfect time to give a little boost to everybody. So a little bit about me. I'm an esthetician. For those who don't know what that is, I do facials, skincare therapist. I'm licensed in 2 states. I specialize in anti-aging and acne, and I teach about harmful ingredients that are in our skincare and how they affect our health and well-being. I also do a lot of spiritual work to keep your body in balance. That includes prayer work, divine energy healing, Reiki. I teach breath work, stress reduction, meditations, mindfulness, and I teach about chakras. I'm also an intuitive, which means that I can tap into the subconscious in order to provide guidance. I'm a medical medium and an empath. And overall, I'm a cosmic student. I love learning and researching, taking classes, and most of all, I love to travel. Beep, beep. Right, DC? She nicknamed me the Roadrunner because I love to be.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I love to be on the go.
Yes. And everyone, that's my amazing co-host. And I, of course, I'm DC Love. I'm also known as the Magical DC Love. I'm known as the Real DC Love. Whatever, you know, whatever title resonates with you, it's still all me. And I've seen spirit from like a really young age, and I just thought everyone did. My present journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting on me to get my attention. I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward onto my current path. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and in 2017 was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with this organization. As well, I'm published in their books. I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and an animal communicator, and formerly a law enforcement officer. Some of my education was not received, though, in the conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times, sometimes to visit loved ones, but other times to really attend schools of higher learning. And it helps me to see things really from a heavenly vantage point. And this is where my channeling began, when I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary. This is where I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. This was a sudden and an unexpected change in the course of my life. And at that time, I discovered my strong connection with the spirit world. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect everyone, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize that the connection that we have is truly divine. And Joan has left this amazing door open, and those on the other side, they've been walking through it ever since. My chance encounter with her has really given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it helps me with the ability to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. And I must say, my journey's been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why I take my abilities to radio, to really access a wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages, as well as healing, to people at regular intervals. And my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone, from DC Love. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the airwaves once again over to my amazing co-host. I believe she has a little message for us and then a prayer. Deb?
Yeah, that was beautiful, DC. I love it.
Oh, thank
you. Okay. You're welcome. All right, so the little prayer that I have for tonight is on new beginnings. So it's a reminder from the angel, and this is from Julie Giegel. A new day dawns, fresh, clear, and crisp. I set aside my unease. I align with the sanctity of my soul. The promise of a miraculous experience is ignited within each breath that I take. I see my life in terms of opportunities. All judgments of good and bad evaporate. As I open up to all that I am, I trust that in this moment of time, I am exactly where I need to be. Obsession with what people are doing or not doing renders me powerless, this I know. And in that knowing, I reach for a new thought. I choose to stay in my own business of loving, caring, and honoring myself. This choice renders me powerful, this I know. It is in this knowing that I remember who I am and why I came here. I allow God, the angels, and the spiritual beings of light to wash away that which no longer serves me. New beginnings flood into my life. So on with that, back to you, DC, and I hope everyone enjoys this show tonight.
That was beautiful. Deb, I want to ask, do you also have a little message maybe from the angels or the angels and the ascended masters? Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Oh, my goodness. I did, but I don't. Oh, my goodness.
That's okay. No, don't worry about it. We'll save that for next week. The angels are waiting patiently. They say
Thank
that everything
you.
Does happen in divine timing. It's okay. But I want to tell everyone that Deb and I had a little conversation earlier, and we just talked about, you know, living in northeastern Pennsylvania and the weather and everything, and then Spirit gave me this beautiful message. So I'm really excited, and I want to share it with everyone, and it was inspired by my beautiful co-host, Deb. So
great.
This past weekend, like here in northeastern Pennsylvania, we had to turn back our clocks, and we've also noticed the air becoming a lot cooler, and leaves are falling from the trees, and they're covering the ground. They're just like everywhere. There have even been snow flurries, and as well, there's snow predicted in the forecast for this week. And soon enough, the trees are going to become completely bare, and those beautiful flowers that once decorated, you know, the yards and, you know, porches and everything, they've disappeared for yet another year. For some of us, this is a time of positive transformation. But for others, it could be a time when fear, when, you know, Spirit feels like a little bit more dormant, and we may even have trouble staying connected with our dreams and what we are wanting to manifest. There's no denying it, though. Fall is truly here. The animals are aware of the changes that are taking place. They're preparing for the cold winter that lies ahead. I've seen squirrels collecting acorns that have fallen from the trees in my front yard. And some of us here, you know, we may actually notice that we feel as though we're almost like physically slowing down a bit. You know, our pace is, it's getting, you know, a little bit slower as everything is changing with the seasons. The days are becoming shorter, and it sort of sets the pace for Mother Earth's creatures as well as the people, you know, who inhabit this beautiful planet. In our area of the country, you know, we're all like digging out our warm winter attire, refreshing it up, getting ready for that cool season ahead, and as well, we're enjoying the beautiful gifts that Mother Nature has given us from the summer season. And when I say that, one of the first things that comes to my mind are the beautiful pumpkins. The pumpkins that adorn so many homes for Halloween, and will continue to do so for even Thanksgiving. And when I think of pumpkin, I think about delicious flavoring in my coffee, pumpkin pie, and so many other delicious treats. But I also think about apple cider from all the amazing apples that have been collected as well. And we ourselves, we may tend to, you know, connect with the patterns that we had of last year's fall season, whether they're good or maybe whether they're bad. Some of us may not see, you know, this as a really exciting time, but it doesn't mean that there's not a lot going on. Like, you know, like all the activity that we see in the summer season, the activities may be just happening internally. And as we are preparing for winter, you know, the animals around us, they too are preparing. We can find excitement in the season. We really can. This is a great time to really try something new, something maybe that you've never done before. Please embrace all of what you're feeling. This is going to help you to really connect with what is going on internally. Maybe it's your time to grow once more, and this might be your divine timing. Don't fight what's going on internally. That would be wearing like sort of like a bikini when you go skiing. And I think that would definitely be a wardrobe mishap, okay? So use your time wisely, and you just may be surprised at all the good things that are in store for you, new opportunities, new dreams, amazing relationships. This time could even be better than you could have imagined. Take that leap of faith. Embrace the season you're in. You just may have the time of your life. Trust that the angels are working behind the scenes to bring you just what you're needing. And notice everything wonderful about this autumn season as well as the seasons of your soul. And Deb, I thank you for our conversation. And this is the message that was channeled.
Okay.
So that was our beautiful message. And just try to embrace this beautiful season. Enjoy it. And if you don't see activity on the outside, don't be surprised if there's a lot going on internally. And I think it really makes sense.
Beautiful.
With
yep,
that being
that
said,
that was really beautiful.
Thank you. Deb and I are now going to send a few minutes of that beautiful Reiki and divine energy your way, because there are a lot of people that are in need of our healing. And they've been contacting me on Facebook and, you know, different forms of communication via text, having, you know, telephone conversations, connecting with people just in our everyday lives. So what we're going to do now is I ask each of you, set an intention for the healing that you're needing, whether it's physical, mental, maybe it's emotional, or even spiritual. Just put that intention there and be open to this beautiful healing. So at this time, Deb, I ask that you join me, and we're going to send some beautiful healing energy to those that are with us on the call. And that energy will remain in the archives. So if someone comes and they hear the episode, that energy is still there. It will be embedded within the show archives.
Beautiful, DC.
Okay, are you ready, Deb?
Yes,
okay.
I'm ready.
Let's go. Okay, that was really beautiful, and I felt it was so powerful,
yes.
Deb. I felt Mother
yes.
Jesus, the angels, amazing. And I thank you for connecting with me and, you know, both of us sending that beautiful energy to those that are on our call.
Yes, that's great. I love it. Just what we love to do.
And I actually, I could, as I was sitting there, I could actually feel like someone had a knee problem, and I could feel like their knee, you know, the pain lessening. There was less stiffness and there was less pain. So it's just really beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yes.
I love that.
Really, really amazing. And is there anything else that you would like to say? You know, we do have some callers that want to speak with us, and I was just wondering if you'd like to, you know, add anything before we continue.
No. Just remember, everyone, to count your blessings, stay open to receiving, and let's get on with the show.
Yes, and being open to receiving and counting your blessings is major. It really is. It may be simplistic, but it is so major, and it keeps the doors open for opportunity. It brings more blessings your way, and thank you for adding that, Deb.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to go to our first caller.
Okay.
Hello, Julia. Are you with us?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you for hanging in there. Julia was waiting for quite some time. And we're here, and we're so glad to connect with you. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Deb. Is there anything that we can help you with this evening?
Well, I've gone through a lot of transitions in my life. And I'm at a place now where I need to get myself back out and find a job. But I haven't. I was a homemaker for a very long time in my marriage. But, you know, that situation has changed. So I'm a little concerned because there's been quite a bit of time since my last job and my skills, you know, are old.
Okay.
So I'm just...
Well, Julia,
you know,
The first thing the angels are asking, hon, is that you stay positive, keep your thoughts positive, okay? Because whatever, you know, whatever you're feeling, whether you're positive or you're negative, it will affect your outcome. So please try to stay positive, okay? Think about what it is that you are wanting and put those positive, you know, emotions like waves out there to the universe, okay? Because the universe is listening to you. And it always, always, always serves our highest good, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm getting for you is just be confident. You have the ability to communicate your desires. And I'm getting this is going to help, like, if you're, you know, looking for some kind of work specifically. I'm getting you're going to find something. It's going to be financially beneficial. It's going to be very satisfying. Okay, I don't know what area you're looking in, but immediately what came up was health, the health field. The beauty industry is another area. But you can achieve your financial desires. And one of the keys is to really like to try to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome, okay? And the more that you approve of yourself, the better it's going to be. And Julia, I think you know that you're very intuitive, okay, because you truly are. So listen to that intuition within, okay? And the angels are saying, yes, Julia, we're here. We're guiding you, okay? So whatever question you were asking, you know, am I going to get a job or whatever it is, the angels are saying, yes, Julia, the answer is yes. And you know what to do. Have you had, like, visions about what you wanted in the future? Because they're saying she's holding this beautiful vision. Okay, and you might be holding are you holding back a little bit? I feel like you don't really, like, have the self-confidence that is needed. Maybe, you know, connecting with us is, like, a little bit of validation, saying, Julia, yeah, you're ready. You truly are. You're ready to go forward on your path. And you're ready to make your mark on the world. Okay? And I'm getting there's going to be a lot of possibilities for you. And this is a good time for change in your life, believe it or not. It's the fall season, and it's really a beautiful time for you, you know? So whatever it is that you're asking about, the angels are listening, and they're saying, Julia, there's so many, you know, possibilities for you to choose from. Okay, there's many, many options. So really, you know, weigh your options carefully. You know, think about them a little bit before making a decision. And okay. I'm getting, you know, money's going to come sooner if you do what you love. So whatever it is that you, you know, brings you joy, you could, you know, you could use that and make some money. And I'm getting, like, the angels are showing me, I'm looking in the sky, and here it's a rainy night, but the sky over you, you know, whether it's just with the angels, it's filled with stars, and there's a lucky star just shining on your situation in regard to money, hon, okay?
Okay.
So I don't feel like you're going to have anything to worry about, but you do have to have, like, a little bit more self-confidence.
Yes.
And you have the ability to move forward, hon. And really do what it is that you're wanting. Have you given it a thought, you know, to what you, you know, you would like to do?
You know, I honestly, I'm not even sure. I feel like kind of like, almost like the cards are stacked against me. It's like, I hate to even say that out loud, but I feel like, you know.
Okay, but they're not. Getting the wrong impression, the cards are not stacked against you. They're stacked in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be wonderful. And we have Archangel Raphael coming in, and he was with us as we were transmitting that healing energy. And he's going to help you with the challenges that you face, Julia, okay? And,
okay,
you know, myself and my co-host, we're healers, and I believe you're a healer as well, okay? So visualize what it is that you are wanting. Visualize your perfect scenario. And you've got to do a little something to change up your energy. I don't know if you like to dance, but life is ever-changing. Life is always moving. And you don't want to resist, okay? You don't want to resist the change that's happening. You do want to go with the flow, okay? So I don't know if you like to dance. If you don't like to dance, just get up and really start moving around. And it's sort of like you're going to, you know, get all that energy that had been stuck there, and you're going to get it moving around again. It's going to vibrate, and you're going to get things moving again. And you're going to actually attract different things that are going to come into your life. You're going to make a major shift, okay?
Oh, good. Well, I need to change a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's what I have, hon. I'm going to turn you over to my amazing co-host, Deb, and we're going to continue on with your reading, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you,
DC. You're welcome.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yay, thanks for calling in. Okay, so I have a little something here. I would take a look at things from a different perspective. You know, it feels like you're at a little standstill, but I think, like, it's important to be yourself also. All right? And then that you sit down and you'll get brilliant new ideas, inspirations. It may be a challenging beginning, I think, right now, like how you're saying. But again, do what DC said. Move around and get some new ideas flowing. It's time to review all your plans. See what that you want. You know, is there something you've been always wanting to do that didn't do? How about a degree or anything like that? Inspiration. All right?
Okay.
Anything that resonates with your heart. You know, take some extra time for you. Rethink everything and make sure you resonate from your heart. Okay? And you might have to step outside the norm right now, but embrace that you're unique. Okay?
Okay. It just, you know, it's just a little challenging starting over because it just, you know, everything has changed so much, and, you know, it's just like, ooh, okay.
Right, and we could, you know, I could relate to that too. And that's why I say, do it from the heart. Find something that really makes your passion and stay true to you. But that's when things really start to happen, and it doesn't seem so frightening or overwhelming or like that you're getting stopped in your tracks, and then you'll just start moving forward effortlessly. But take some time. You have to see what it is, you know, what you're feeling inside your heart.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you for taking my call and for the guidance from the angels. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, and please stay in touch with us. And Deb and I want to know how you're doing, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Light and love,
you.
Hon. That was beautiful, Deb. We have another caller.
Okay,
and this
great.
Caller is, yeah, this caller is from the 613 area code. Donna, are you with us?
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Thank you for sticking it out with us and waiting for the show to come on. Do you have a question that you'd like to ask?
Yeah, I have a relationship question just regarding a man named Chris. I'm just wondering when you see Chris and I like reconnecting in a romantic sort of connection, you know, seeing each other again, spending time together.
I'm getting like this. The first thing I heard was soon, that things are going to get better. So just, you know, pay attention to what you're feeling. And I'm getting that there's going to be exciting changes that are going to occur for you guys. Okay. There's going to be like something really important happening between you, and it's just going to get better and better. So I did get the, you know, I did get the word soon, as soon as you asked the question. Okay, but the angels are saying for you specifically, Donna, you've got to keep your emotions in check. And I'm getting, you know, just really be open to, like, this relationship thriving, you know, and have that, you know, have the sense of it's, oh, my gosh, it's perfect. And you have the ability, and you will make the right decisions, and you're going to be really happy, okay? So keep your thoughts and your emotions, you know, keep them positive in regard to this beautiful relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm getting, you know, you've got to, even though, like, your relationship isn't exactly as you want it to be, you've got to choose to be happy today. And on the previous shows, we've done a little bit of tapping. And you can look up EFT tapping, and it starts with the karate chop area. And you could say a statement like, even though my relationship isn't exactly where it, you know, I would like it to be right now, I completely love and accept myself as I am today. So you get the one hand, and you tap in the karate chop area. Then you go to the top of your head. You go to the outer, to the inner corner of the eyebrow, either eyebrow that's like closest to the nose area, you tap there. You tap in the outer lower corner, if you were to wear like glasses or sunglasses, you tap there. You tap in the lower middle part of the eye, under your nose, you tap under your chin, then you go in the collarbone area, and then you go underneath the arm, like for a woman where the, you know, where the bra would meet before it goes in the mm-hmm. back, like right at the edge of the, you know, the lower side there. And you could also, you know, do that Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And really get the ball in motion. And the two of those together are good techniques, along with loving yourself first and make sure that, you know, that you're really putting it out there what you want from this relationship, okay? Your guardian angels are with the angels of love, and they're saying your wishes are going to be granted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So visualize the love that you want right now, and your wishes are close by is what I'm getting, hon, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Deb, and, you know, just start loving yourself. Feel the love as if it's here. Okay.
Do you have any,
Deb,
like,
are you with me?
Yes,
do
I'm
you
here.
Have any...
Hi, Donna.
Oh, hi.
Okay, so what I have for you is, again, wishes come true. Your concerns are starting to fade away. And a love of life. But I'm getting you need to have more fun. So it's time for a celebration, but you've been working too hard. You have to relax, throw a party, take a vacation, do something with the community, entertainment, all right? And then and visualize your happy outcome also. Because I kept getting wishes are coming true. That which what you've prayed for finally manifests. Your concerns should now fade as your efforts are rewarded. So have a love of life. You know, have some pleasure and freedom. Things are working out the way that you hoped. All right? How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds promising. That's very good. That's...
Yeah, right. So it's all concentrating on, you know, getting out and having fun. That's really key right there. I'm one for that. We can get stuck in our own heads and worry quite a bit about something and try and get out of your own way, but the fun is really going to be where it's at. So think of something that you really wanted to do. Get out and do it.
Sounds fantastic.
Sounds good?
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. I'm so thrilled for you to call in. Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That was amazing. Thank you. Very cool. Okay, we still have a few more callers, so we're going to try to make sure we get everybody. Okay, area code 918, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? Hi, area code 918, are you with us?
Hello. Hi, this is Karen.
Oh, hello,
Karen.
There you are. Hello, Karen, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Beautiful. Do you have a question?
I seem to have gotten some nice messages from my angels. And, I'm just wondering what your interpretation of a black feather would be.
Feathers, you know, different feathers sometimes have different meanings. Like some of them are listed specifically. But you've got, what I like to do is really to think about what does it mean to you intuitively, Karen? What does it mean to you? What did you feel like it meant to you?
Well, I feel that I asked my angel Lenny about it, and he said it doesn't mean that anybody's leaving. I thought maybe one of my angels was leaving. And he said, no, it doesn't mean that. It means we're protecting you. And
yes, it's
I wondered.
But it's also,
you know,
like it's also like a coming together as well, Karen. It's like a union. So you've got to think about like what's going on in your life. Like I said, it does represent protection. It does represent union. Okay. So is there anything, you know, specifically like maybe going on in your life that would be like a union? Okay. You've got to think, you know, like what would that be a union of?
Like a union as in as in a reunion or maybe
coming together,
getting
like
together,
coming together
with other people.
Yeah, coming together with other people would be considered a union, yeah. So
oh,
that's
okay.
What I'm saying, like when you find something like that, I can understand that. Okay. And it also means that you've got a lot of mystical wisdom. Okay?
Oh. Okay.
You may have some insight that's coming in. So it's also like spiritual communication. So there's a lot of different, you know, aspects of the black feather. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So with that being said, what I'm getting as well is, have you been like maybe going through some challenges lately?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm getting they're necessary challenges. And, you know, this is a time of change and it's going to be a good change. But for yourself and many others, this is a time that you've really got to have the courage and step out of your comfort zone. You've got to try something new, Karen, okay?
Okay.
I know that you've been connecting and doing like a lot of new things, and I'm so proud of you. And you've got to realize, like, all that's going on right now, your soul has chosen this for you. Your soul is growing once more. Your soul is evolving. And it's going to be really beautiful. Okay? And as I stated, like, in the beginning, feel everything that you're feeling. Some of it is going to be joyous. It's going to be pleasant. And some of it may be not so pleasant. Okay? But you've got to allow yourself to feel everything. Don't judge it. Don't suppress it. And this is going to help you to get through this current phase of your life. And it's just going to be really flowing, okay? And if you
okay.
do have any feelings that are maybe like a little bit unsettling, just know that they won't last forever. And this is just part of your beautiful transition that you're going through right now. Okay, so one thing that you can do is just visualize. Visualize, you know, how good it feels with all the positive possibilities that await you, okay? And just let your heart's desire, you know, carry through and bring you to where you are manifesting that, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, when you see those black feathers, it's sort of like saying, you may be struggling a little bit. You have a decision, and you can achieve happiness, okay? This is a time of magic around you. So you've got a lot of mystical wisdom. Start to connect with it, and you're going to see, you're going to get the insight that you need to move forward. And with that being said, I'm going to connect you now with Deb, and we're going to see what kind of messages she has for you as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Karen. Great. Okay, so what I'm getting is, a significant life event. It's time to spread your wings and fly. And don't underestimate yourself. So you have a lot of creativity, okay? So the answers that you seek lie in your feelings and emotions. So you have to really sit down and trust your intuition and the power of your natural psychic abilities, and also pay attention to your dreams, any intuitive messages that you receive, as they are accurately guiding you. So do you get a lot of answers when you sit and meditate?
Yes. I use meditation to send healing to people that I care about, and also to communicate with my guardian angels.
Okay, perfect. So instead, so take some time to gain some more insight on your situation, okay, because things aren't always as they appear on the surface. So, and take some time, withdraw from the noise of daily life, ask for guidance from your angels and your guides. Everything that you need to know will be revealed to you in time, and just have patience. But I'm getting it, this is from Archangel Haniel. So call upon her to increase your clarity in connecting with the angels, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that resonates with you?
All righty.
Great. Okay, good.
Thank you, Karen. Awesome. And, you know, keep up the good work and let us know how you're doing, hon, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you. God bless you too.
Thank you, Karen. Have a great evening. Angel blessings. Oh, Deb, that was really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are great.
You know, it's just a beautiful bunch of people. And we have another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Area 805, you're live with Angel Antics. You're with DC and Deb. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, DC and Deb. This is Teresa.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually. I'm sitting out here and listening to you guys. Everything you've said resonates with me. It's really good. My dog must know it, too, because he's barking at the two dogs next door, and his roommate, his pal, is barking, too.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
I apologize for that. But anyway, just nice to listen to you both. It's so positive and so good, and I just feel it all. I've been speaking of all the pumpkin stuff, I've been drinking pumpkin coffee today, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Ooh, yeah.
And you know what? I'm getting a message from the dog that the dog wants to go for a ride with you.
A ride? Hey, keeper.
A ride. And you know, mommy, please, like, put those windows all the way down, put your pedal to the metal, and let's go.
Really? Okay. He is a ride.
So that's what I'm beautiful little dog. But is there anything that you'd like to ask us?
Oh, my gosh. I just think you guys have answered it. It's just me, you know, having that positive attitude.
And you know what? Around you, Teresa, I just feel there's so much magic around you right now. All good things are coming your way. You deserve all the good that you've been desiring. Okay?
And,
you know, remain in that state of joy. Teresa, remain in that beautiful state of joy and get ready to receive, okay?
All right, I am.
And just trust. The universe is ready to bestow upon you all that you've been, you know, praying for, and you've been believing and walking in faith. And
yep.
I just, you know, I trust in the magic that's going to come your way, and I hope that you will too. Okay?
I do. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. And Ginger is showing me pennies from heaven, but she's saying, no, that's just a sign for you. She said it's not chump change. Okay? She's saying, Teresa, don't worry so much about money. Okay? You're going to find a solution. You're going to be able to have money that you need. Okay? And she's saying you've been through, you know, a lot. And you've just been finding that fortitude really to keep going. And she's saying, and not only, you know, have you been through that, you've maintained being this beautiful guiding light. And really, you know, going forward. And you do, you know, the best that you can each and every day. And just keep having faith in yourself. And you will be able to overcome any situation. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over now to Deb. And, Teresa, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for calling us.
Thank you, DC, for being you. Thank you so much.
Deb?
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm really wonderful, Deb. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
I love the positivity.
Oh, good. We love what we do together. All right. So I'm getting like a lot of earth signs and Archangel Raguel. So do what you know is right. Think and stand up for your beliefs. Fair and just decisions, okay?
Okay.
And then with that very happy family life, financial security, finding magic in every little thing in life that you do, okay?
Beautiful,
and with all that, so abundance and financial security are at your hand. You've established a lasting foundation of success. With this success comes feelings of freedom, material comforts, satisfaction in your accomplishments, and the capacity to enjoy yourself are now or soon will be. Okay.
Wonderful.
So it's really important to appreciate the little things that you have now. Your family life is strong, secure, and peaceful. Great.
Wonderful.
And this may include your blood relatives, your chosen family, or a community of people whom you strongly relate to. You draw great comfort from those around you and know that you've been extremely blessed. That is beautiful.
It is beautiful. I appreciate it so much.
Tell
Ginger I found a quarter. So.
Awesome. There you go. You're on your way. You're on your way.
Girl, I found a quarter.
Awesome. Oh, that's beautiful.
Babies, I think, for a ride, Teresa. That's what I'm getting. Like you said, the little one that was coming in and stuff just wants you to take them out for a ride and make sure that the windows are all the way down, and you're really putting that pedal to the metal, okay?
Okay. Good.
And we don't, you know, we're not saying to speed or anything because we're not in a financial position to pay any tickets, so be careful.
I know. I'll be on foot, and that'll be just fine.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thank you, Teresa. And stay in love with us, and stay in love to you and your family. God bless.
Have a great night.
Take
care.
Same for you guys.
Bye. Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful lady. Beautiful, beautiful lady.
I love it.
Okay, so we do have two more callers, and we have like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Area code 860. Hi, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name?
Hi, it's Amala. How are you?
Hello, Amala. I love to say hello to you tonight and introduce you to Deb Tassi. She's my new co-host.
Deb.
And
hi, Amala. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. I look forward to talking to you.
Thank you.
And Amala, is there anything that you've been thinking about? Is there anything on your mind that you want to ask about tonight?
Yeah. I was wondering if it organically happened. I met somebody and I was just wondering what you feel about this person. It's very mindful. It's one step after the other. It's like being in the present with him. So it's not like I'm not forwarding. So it's good. So I was just wondering what you felt for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to see if the angels will give me anything on him. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is that you have a lot of angels around you, and I'm feeling the love and the protection of the angels, Amala.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
They're telling me that your heart is going to be healed from past relationships.
Yes.
And I'm getting, you know, get ready because you're going to have a beautiful healing relationship. And as I say that, you look at the sky, and I just see these beautiful beams of healing, like they're like healing pink beams that are just like hitting you, and they're just like touching every area of you, like all the areas of love and romance, and you're being healed. Okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm getting, you know, like this month, I keep hearing from the angels, this month is the month of love. So make
wow.
sure that you are specifically being clear on what you're wanting, you know?
Okay. Yes.
And, you know, just be honest with yourself. Sometimes I feel like you weren't like totally honest in what you expected with a relationship. And sometimes
right.
you really have to like dig deep and be honest, okay? But I'm getting,
yeah.
with this month and everything, I'm getting there's going to be emotional security coming your way.
Okay.
I'm getting stability.
Okay.
Emotional security.
Okay.
Health, happiness. So I really feel like there is a good potential for this relationship to thrive. And I'm
okay.
also getting, you know, as you and Deb are connecting, this is a time of new beginnings. It's also a time of spiritual growth.
Yes.
And this is your time, your divine timing, to really create a solid foundation in a relationship. So please stay focused on your desires in regard to love, your hopes, your dreams, and visualize, you know, everything becoming a reality, okay?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So you do have
That's
a very
wonderful.
Good chance of this, you know, being the relationship. And I'm getting, Ginger is showing me, she's saying, Mom, not only just pink beams, she's saying there's beautiful cherry beams of light surrounding you. And the cherry,
wow.
like the color in and of itself, means you're going to have an extraordinary life, Amala.
Wow. That's amazing.
So just connect with those cherry beams. They're going to bring you happiness
yeah.
and the sweetness in your life that you're looking for, and also the wisdom. And just, you know, don't be afraid to open your heart and allow,
yes.
you know, yourself to listen to your heart's desires, okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
even if you like cherries, you know, go to the store, pick up some cherries, eat them, and start transforming
okay.
your life today from ordinary to extraordinary, which is something that you truly deserve. So that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Deb. And Amala, thank you so much, as always, for calling into Angel Antics.
Thank you, DC. That was a beautiful. I wish I could see what you saw. That's amazing. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, Amala.
Hi,
okay,
Deb.
So what I have for you is that something has occurred before that made you sad. It may be a current situation, something from your past that has lingered. Trust that the sadness will pass, and you'll eventually see the situation's purpose in your life. So take time to heal, release
yep.
the painful memories, and bravely move forward. And I have
okay.
a prayer on release that I was wondering why I had it here in front of me, but this is why. So here it is. Heavenly Father, I release to you the burdens I have been carrying, burdens that you never intended for me to carry. I cast all my cares upon you, all my worries, all my fears. You have told me not to be anxious about anything, but rather to bring everything to you in prayer with thankfulness. Father, calm my restless spirit, quiet my anxious heart, still my troubling thoughts with the assurance that you are in control. I let go of my grip upon the things that I have been hanging on to. With open hands, I come to you. I release to you your will that I am trying to manipulate. I release to you your authority that I am trying to control. I release to all your timing that I have been striving to make happen. And I thank you for your promise to sustain me, preserve me, and guard all that I have entrusted to your keeping. Protect my heart and my mind with your peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Father, may your will be done in my life and in your times and in your way. Now you can just take a deep breath and release. Okay? And
wow.
That was for you, Alma.
That's beautiful.
Great.
Thank you
great,
so
great.
Much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much for
yes,
the you and your gift. Yeah, I just feel so much love. And I feel so just very bright in my heart and just expansive.
That's
beautiful.
Great.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alma, don't forget us when that new relationship takes a turn for the better and, you know, you're in the love that you've, you know, that loving relationship that you've been wanting and desiring and you truly deserve.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to call back and give us all the good stuff, okay?
I will. Many blessings to you both. Blessings.
Oh, thank you.
You
angel
also.
Blessings,
thank you.
Have a great night.
Okay.
Oh,
Bye.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. My goodness.
Okay.
We have another caller.
It
was amazing. Area code 914. Hi, this is DC and Deb. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Hello, Lena. How are you?
Fine. How are you? What do you got to
say
tonight?
Good. Are you getting prepared to go to Italy?
Yeah.
Gosh. You know, I didn't know who it was, but I saw beautiful, beautiful doves just flying around. And Lena, those doves are for you, and those doves are showing that you're going on this beautiful adventure. It's going to be filled with like a lot of love. I'm getting miracles. I just, you know, it's hard to even to express how much joy and love I'm feeling right now. Your husband is going to be there with you. And
I
see him sitting with you as you guys are sitting and enjoying the food and having fun and enjoying each other. And your energy is going to be flowing so much more than it is now. You're going to be filled with peace. There's going to be many miracles.
Right.
It's going to be amazing, hon. Truly, truly amazing. Beautiful.
When I go to days in Venezia, the weather is, you know, good. I hope the weather is going to be good. It was a
They're
going to
be. Yes, honey. They're going to be. Yes. It's going to be beautiful in Italy. And I'm going to turn you over really fast. We're down to like about 7 minutes. I'm going to let you talk to my co-host, Deb. Deb, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Great. Nice meeting you, too.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, I'm getting to have a great time, too. And just take your time and be thankful for all that you do have and inspiration. So when you're out there, just take some time to really really look around and enjoy.
Yes.
And have more fun, for sure. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lena.
Thank you, Lena. God bless you. We look
thank
forward
you,
to hearing
you.
All the beautiful stories that you have about Italy, the
it
love, the miracles.
Before I leave, we call it to say goodbye.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lena. You have a blessed evening. We love you, honey. Angel blessings.
Thank you. We love you.
Bye, Lena.
Oh, that was beautiful. So beautiful. Okay, we do have another caller. Area code 805, you're live with Angel Antics with DC and Deb. Can we have your name? Area code 805? Okay, I'm going to put them back on hold. We have one more caller, and we'll come back a few time. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? Okay, I don't know if something happened with the phone lines, maybe, Deb.
Right, okay.
I don't know what's happening. It's just, oh, my gosh. I'm going to try the first caller once more. Area code 805, you're live with Angel Antics. This is DC, and I'm with my beautiful co-host, Deb. Can we have your name, please? Well, I feel like there's something going on with the lines, I guess. But thank goodness that the angels were able to keep us, you know, here, and we were able to connect with most of the callers. It's been a beautiful evening, Deb. And I'm getting that, you know, this is going to be a beautiful time, even though we are in that, you know, the season of fall, there's going to be so many memories to be made. So don't sell yourself short is what I'm getting. And, you know, this season is going to leave an everlasting memory embedded in your heart, and it's going to be truly amazing.
That's great.
So with that
I
being
love
said,
it.
I'm smelling pumpkin coffee. Now I'm wanting my pumpkin
That's
coffee,
good.
Actually. I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
well, Deb, you know what?
That's great.
Everyone where they could possibly connect with you if they want to connect and maybe get a Reiki session or, you know, something, and they could speak with you and really, you know, connect and see what else you do.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, as we're getting things together, we'll put a link underneath DC's. We're getting together a lot of new upcoming exciting things going on that we're going to be working
yeah.
on. So as we get there, we'll start putting links underneath and getting up a whole new site for the two of us and all the offerings that we have available.
Yeah. So
thank
if you
for mentioning
if you guys
that. Have, wonderful.
Yeah. If they want to have like a little Reiki session or something, they can contact me and I will connect them with you. Okay. And this is
thank
a time
you.
Of rebirth. So many people, it's a time of transformation. It's a time of personal growth. It's a time of spiritual awakening. Don't miss an opportunity to really to get, you know, to get over those little problems that you have, those little humps, because this is a time to surrender to change and go forward, and we can help you do that. And Deb, I thank you once more for being our amazing, you know, my amazing co-host. The angels are applauding you. And
great, I love
I
working
just,
with you.
From the bottom of my heart, it's been an amazing show. And I, you know, I invite you to please come back and share your amazing energy. Please don't, you know, don't leave us hanging, Deb. You are amazing. You know you're amazing. You know, the people that called in, they love you. And you have a lot of wisdom within. And I think during these shows, you're starting to, like, dig deep in that magical bag that you have, and we're going to have a lot of exciting moments together. That's what they're showing me.
That's wonderful. I'm feeling that too. I really am. Thanks for all the opportunities
and, they're asking,
and the fun and the magic.
Yes, and they're saying, Deb, celebrate the power of you, okay? You are transforming by leaps and bounds. When I first
wonderful.
Met you, you were like this little and now you're this amazing butterfly. You've truly transformed.
Thank you. Thank you, DC. With your help, you've been wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's it for tonight. Ginger is saying, okay, guys, you know, let's go here. We're going to wrap it up. And we hope to connect with you guys next week. We're going to be here. And if you have any questions during the week, if there's any kind of topics maybe that you want us to cover, just hit me up on Facebook, send me a message, and we'd be glad to really, you know, to go over the things that are on your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
I really hope
I love
everyone
you.
Enjoyed the show. Love you too.
I think
honey.
They
have
did.
A great night.
Yes, I feel the energy. It's bouncing, and we hope, you know, that you'll call us again, whoever, you know, call tonight, and just stay in touch with us when we want to hear the exciting things that have happened. Deb, I thank you once more, my amazing co-host, and we're signing off tonight. We have our angel wings up, and we're just going to fly out of here, Deb, okay?
Okay. Good night, DC.
Okay,
Good night, everyone.
Have a great evening. Angel blessings.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.